There's so much information out there in the general public now. You only have to Google, you know, what's superannuation about, and you get millions of data out there. So this analysis process is about all that information and going, trying to decipher it to what's best for you. And certainly these people probably analyse or overanalyse their situation, and that can cause a lot of anxiety or unhappiness and really not making a decision at the end of the day. I can think of one in particular that's probably something that's integral to personally for people who have a death in the family or something like that. It's not monetary as terms, but certainly can be impacted by monetary. It's everyone's wills, for example, as part of your financial health. I often hear people say, look, it's important, but it's not urgent. But unfortunately, it can become urgent. So these are some of the things that we say in your financial house you really should be sorting out. What a good time at the start of the year to be looking at those sort of things. For some, they might overanalyze that though and start thinking about what ifs, but I'd just suggest that they go ahead and talk to a professional about that, a solicitor, who can certainly help them through that journey to make their wills.
How simple can it be?
Look, I think it's we can make things complex by overthinking, as I mentioned, but I think the first thing you should think about is, what are you trying to achieve? Whether it's getting your wills done from a estate planning point of view, whether it's trying to save interest on your loans, your mortgage, or whether it's to actually save for that holiday. What is your objective and what do you want to achieve for this year? And once you've got that clarity, because it's important to have that clarity before you can make any decisions. And once you've got that clarity, it's going, okay, put a deadline to those decisions. How are you going to go about it? And if you've got that deadline, well, maybe that paralysis to analysis won't kick in as much, and people will make decisions a bit quicker. And once you've got that bedded down, is really thinking about if you're still hesitating with some of those decisions, well, maybe talk to a professional about it, or even your mum and dad, or a sibling, or so forth, to get their view on it.
Hey, when you mention the conversations, the first thing I think of is, and I hear it so often from my mum and dad, from friends' parents, they always say, I've got to talk to the boss first. Let me just run that past the old lady.
Yeah, I think having a chat to someone just gives a fresh perspective. We can be very internal in our thinking, and by even just voicing it and listening to yourself say it certainly can help as well. So those conversations are handy. We can probably get in a corner at some stage too if we're hearing a lot of information from a lot of people. So select your sources wisely, and certainly coming back to a professional of sorts in those areas. There's a lot of people coming into us now with substantial wealth where they, you know, pulled it out of their superannuation funds or pulled it out of the share market at the time of the global financial crisis, have their money sitting in the bank, and certainly fearful of A, not receiving much of a return. And secondly, going, well, now I'm in retirement, I'm living off that money and drawing a lot of capital because I'm not getting the return. But also, I don't want that volatility.
And you mentioned anxiety earlier. How dangerous is that, and also that emotion of guilt that people can sometimes link to their financial decisions or lack of decision making?
Yeah, look, I can see people who've had 20 years of not making any decisions.
You know, really?
Yeah, definitely. You focus on just paying the mortgage down over time, and in 20 years' time, you're now in your 50s or 60s. You're over, I suppose, those expensive times of years with supporting children through uni, etc., and going, okay, what do I do next? Unfortunately, a lot of the time, that's too late to be accumulating assets. You know, if you've got 5 to 10 years to retirement, certainly there's a little bit of scope, but, you know, thinking about those things a lot earlier in your 30s is certainly advisable. I think it's firstly knowing a couple of basics, you know, what you earn. Everyone knows what they earn. Probably the biggest challenging one is they don't know what they spend, or unless you're spending what you earn. So getting those facts right and understanding, taking a bit of time. It takes time to collate that information. So having clarity about those things first, and foremost knowing what you want to achieve in the future. So if you can come to a professional understanding those things, collating your superannuation documents, your statements, and whatever assets you do have and your loans, that keeps you in good stead, firstly, to know where you sit at the start, because it's very surprising. A lot of people don't understand where they are when they first come and see us. So I think if you weren't seeing a professional, just to have clarity around your current situation will keep you in good stead.